Breitbart Business Digest, Americans Enter Second Trump Era with Renewed Optimism. By John Carney on January 2, 2025. Near-term optimism is rising, especially among Republicans. Americans are strolling into the new year with a bit more spring in their steps, thanks to the imminent return of Donald Trump to the White House and the long-awaited end of the Biden-Harris era. The last time the calendar year reached its inevitable conclusion, 30% of Americans said the 12 prior months had been terrible for the country, and another 26% said it had been bad, according to the annual year-in-review survey from YouGov. That's a pretty awful 56% of Americans with a downbeat view of the experience of our republic. This time around, the survey found that 22% of Americans view the last year as terrible, and 27% said it has been bad, a 7-point move away from negativity. Among Republicans, those saying the past year was terrible fell from 44% to 26%. Among Democrats, this figure climbed from 11% to 18%. When asked to predict the coming year, 18% of Americans say the new year will be great for the country, and 21% say it will be a good year. That's up from 8% who saw great things ahead for 2024 and 15% who thought the year would be good. 18% say this will be a terrible year, down from 23%, and 17% say it will be a bad year, down from 20%. You will not be surprised to learn that there's a large partisan tilt to public opinion about the coming year. 34% of Republicans expect a great year, and 36% expect a good year, making the GOP a party of 70% optimists. At the end of 2023, just 7% of Republicans expected a great year, and 8% expected a good year. Just 3% expect 2025 to be a terrible year, down from 33% a year ago. Democrats were not all that hopeful about 2024, and have become less optimistic about 2025. A year ago, 13% of Democrats expected a great year, and 28% expected a good year. Now just 9% expect a great year and 10% expect a good year. On the pessimistic side, 37% of Democrats say they expect it will be a terrible year for the country, up from 9% going into last year. Longer-term prospects look better too. Longer-term expectations have also shifted. 44% of Americans now say they expect the next 10 years to be better for themselves personally, an increase from 38% a year ago. 36% say they expect the coming decade to be better for the country, up from 24% a year ago. Republicans have seen a 20-point rise in their personal expectations for the next decade, with 53% now saying they expect it will be better versus 33% a year ago. 63% of Republicans say the coming decade will be better than the prior 10 years, up from 26% a year ago. Even Democrat optimism has slipped a bit when it comes to how they think they'll fare personally, and crashed on the broader question of how the country will do. 38% of Democrats think the coming decade will be better for them personally, down from 46% a year ago. But just 18% say they think it will be a better decade for the country, down from 32% a year ago. The main takeaway from the party affiliation analysis is that the surge in GOP optimism has more than overcome the decline among Democrats, both for personal and national expectations. Separately, Gallup's most recent polling found that 58% of Americans think Trump will be able to improve the economy, and 39% think he will not. 54% say they expect Trump will cut their taxes. 47% of Americans say they think Trump will be able to reduce prices of groceries and other goods, but 51% say he will not. This is not exactly a description of a nation experiencing economic euphoria. A better characterization would be realistic and cautious optimism, which is certainly an improvement from how so many of us felt for most of the past 4 years.